Okay, so this year Purim falls out by Yaakov B'Kudei. And it's always a fact, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us about Latanya, that whenever we find a Parsha and a Yontiv, the two things go together. So Yaakov B'Kudei is really just reruns of early Parshas, but it has to do with the Mishkan. So try to see how to bring together the Inyan of the Mishkan and Chag HaPurim. So, as a hint, we'll begin with the following Medrash. The Medrash says in Tehillim, Ta'arech lefanai shulchan. We're all familiar with this pasuk. Ta'arech lefanai shulchan. So the Medrash says, Zeh haman. Ta'arech lefanai shulchan zeh haman. Okay? And of course, there's a hint here to Haman HaRasha, because it goes on to say, Isi ben Akiva Omer, Gavil shel man chamishim ama. The gaiva of the man was 50 ama. Now that's a hint to Haman HaRasha and the man which fell to Klai Yisrael on the Midbar. Of course, you can imagine that the two things are correlated, and we'll see a little bit how that is. What does Tarech Lefanei Shulchan, Negit Tzairai, the Tzair HaYehudim, Haman HaRasha, have to do with the Shulchan, the Lechem HaPanim? That's Aleph. Secondly, the Gemara says, Haman Min HaTorah Minayim, for where do we know Haman in the Torah? Hamina Eitz, Asher Tzivi Sicha, it goes back to the Eitz Hadas. So what's the inference from that? Thirdly, the Gemara tells us that when writing over into the Megillah, the names of Haman Ubanov, that two columns are made, it's a form of a Shira. The Gemara calls it Ariach al-Gabi Ariach u'Levena al-Gabi Levena. Two columns, the names of Haman on this side, all the Ve'eses on the other side. It's a form of a Shira. Ariach al-Gabi Ariach u'Levena al-Gabi Levena. Different than the regular Shira by Shira Sayon, for example, which is Ariach al-Gabi Levena, Levena al-Gabi Ariach. Fine. Try to understand the premise of that davar. Furthermore, we know that the Gemara tells us Vayavar Mordechai. Mordechai did an aveira that year. He called off Pesach. No matzah, no maror. We've spoken about this in the past here at this year. Let's try to get into the premise inin that Mordechai says no matzah, no matzah this year. And from that comes the nes. And of course, one of the most difficult mitzvahs to understand, the Chai Vinish Lubisumayad Layoda. All the Rishonim are maz here. What does it mean that a person should drink, that he doesn't have any das? You know how big of a sakana that is, that a yid shouldn't be bedas? But yet the mitzvah is, b'shas hasuda, says the Rambam, to drink ad lo yada. And the Ari adds, and we'll see if we'll talk about it like we did in the previous weeks, ad kedei kach, that a person should say baruch haman. The secret of baruch haman, what that means. Okay. So to begin, the Rakeach says the following remark. If you take a look in Parashas Emor, the Torah tells us the list of the Yamim Tovim, and at the end it highlights two kelim from the Mikdash. One is the Menorah, and the other is the Lechem HaPanim. And says the Rekeach, and forgive me for going quickly because there's a lot to say and there's a short amount of time. The Rekeach says that these two kelim in the Mikdash correspond to the two Yamim Tovim Derabanan. The Menorah is Chanukah, of course, but the Shulchan, the Lechem HaPanim, thus is Purim. That's what the Rekeach says. The Chasam Sofer takes that one step further. And he says that if you take a look in the Gemara says on the Pasuk of the seven Sarim of Achashverosh, the entire Pasuk of Al-Shema Korbanos Nemar, that it's referring to the Korbanos that the Malachim were Malam Mitzchosan B'nei Yisrael at the time. And it says about Memuchan, Memuchan, Klum Hechinu Shulchan Lefanecha, is there any other nation in the world who brings a Shulchan, a Lechem upon him before you? So the Chasam Sofer notes that there's a correlation between Haman, who is Memuchan, and the Shulchan. B'derech Gematria, Memuchan b'miluvai, if you make a milu out of Memuchan, it's Gematria Shulchan. So even the Gematria implies that Memuchan and the Shulchan are connected to the house up. I'll just point out that in Maseches Menachos and Tzadi Da'al and Shtei HaLechem, at the very beginning, in the first Mishnah, where it starts to speak about the Lechem HaPanim, so it speaks about the defus. The, how do you say the first in English? The, what? The mold?
Print, they said.
The print, the mold in which the lechem was baked. Rashi says that the fuss, bila'az, is purma. Purma. Which is a lashon purim. Purma.
Like
Dalet peivav samet. But Rashi says that the fuss in French is furma. Furma, which is a lashon purim. And even the word pur is a lashon laz, because the Megillah says goyrol is a lashon kodesh, but the pur is a laz, right? So purim. Even the word purim is a hint to the Indian of purim. So let's begin. the whole kitrug against Klai Yisrael mipnei shenehen misudas achashverish. They went to the Suda Machashverish and stam sudas lechem. Rashi says all over Torah, stam sudas lechem. They ate from the lechem bishulei akom pasakom, like we spoke about, and then made a kitrug. And because of that, since the source of al parnas and al lechem is the lechem haponim, so Mamela gives Haman an achiza, an attachment to the inyan of the lechem haponim. That means to say that the downfall of Haman is going to be to reclaiming the inyan of the lechem haponim. That since the pagam was in lechem, and it gives an achiza to the sitrach and the lechem, so Mamela, we have to take back lechem. We have to take back the shulchan, which was Amam Muchan, is connected to the lechem haponim, and the Nesapur and Bechlal Azubakeach taught us. Now, take a look. Going back, we can already begin to understand the questions that we had said before. If you take a look at Haman Ubanov, yeah? We have here, and in the Megillah itself, Mamish and Indian of Lechem Apan. How's that? Because how many people were hung on an eight in the Megillah Esther? You would say 10, 11? No. Because you have to count Bigson and Sarish too. You would never realize the correlation between Bigson and Sarish and the sons of Haman on the eights, if not for the fact that the Megillah puts it together. But it didn't happen all at the same time. But Bigson and Sarish were the first to be hung on the eights. And then Aser v'Zbana were hung on the eights. So the Indian is this. The MS, the 10 sons of Haman, plus Bigson and Sarish, that's 12, correspond to the 12 lechems on the lechem upon him. Haman himself is the shulchan of the lechem upon him. Because what did we say before? Haman mina eitz, Haman mina tor mina ayin, shenemar, hamina eitz. Rabbi said, the shulchan was made out of what? Gold is the wrong answer. The shulchan was made out of eitz. It was matzubah, it was painted in zahav. But the shulchan is eitz. So what's the Gemara telling you? Haman mina tor mina ayin, shenemar, hamina eitz. Haman is eitz, that's the shulchan. The 10 sons of Haman plus Bigson and Sarish on eitz, those are the 12 lechems. So you see that the lechem haponim is mamish built into what's taking place over here. But we said before, Ariyach al Gabi, Ariyach ulevin al Gabi levina, because we know that on top of the two columns of the lechem upon him, on top of the lechem, there were two kafim, there was two bazichim, which had levina in them, which was used as a ktairis on the mizbeach. So the MS you see here, look at the tsura of the shira in the Megillah. It's two columns, which look exactly like the shulchan. And we said, Ariyach al Gabi, Ariyach ulevin al Gabi levina. Ariyach is a lashon reyach ktairis. Levena is a lashon levena. So the fact that it's a reyach and levena on two columns of 12, which is lechem aponim, imamish have the entire lechem aponim in the shulchan, right there. Let's take it one step further. Bivalt that the inyan of lechem, and the lechem aponim, is that a nes happened that it was cham from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's the hint too, vayimali haman chema. Chema is the inyan of pascham, that the lechem was cham from Shabbos to Shabbos. What's interesting is that how many taba'os did the shulchan have? In order to get from place to place, they had these poles which went in on the side of the shulchan. So because there's two sides, there was two on each side, there's four taba'os. How many times is the word tabas mentioned in the Megillah? Four times. Three times by Haman, and one time when it's given order to Mordechai, the tabas. So the four times tabas is mentioned in the Megillah corresponds to the four taba'os of the lechem aponim of the shulchan. Now, we know that the Nes of Purim took place on Pesach. Many make the mistake and think that it took place in Adar. The Melchoma took place in Adar. But the Nes itself took place on Pesach. Rabbi said, here's a shayla. Was there allowed to be Lechem Haponim in the Beis HaMikdash during Pesach? B'chor, you'll tell me, it's Chametz. How can you have Lechem Haponim in the Mikdash? But it had to be Lechem Haponim Lefanai Tomei. So how could you not have Lechem Haponim in the Mikdash? So Rashi tells us, and it's clear from the Yerushalmi, that Lechem Haponim was matzah, it wasn't Lechem. Because it only becomes lechem when it's a tefach thick, but the lechem upon it was not that thick. So memeila, the lechem upon him is matzah. So going back to the question before, since Haman had an achiz and lechem upon him, and the root of all lechem upon him is matzah, and the root of all matzah is Pesach, so memeila, why is it that Mordechai called off no matzah this year on Pesach? But because the achiz of Haman went so far that he had an achiz in the lechem upon him, which is matzah, in order to get rid of Haman's attachment to the lechem upon him, wasn't enough to say get rid of the chametz. He had to say there's no matzah this year either. And as soon as he said no matzah, which is attachment to the lechem upon him, the mela, Haman falls away as well. So we understand the Vayamar Mordechai, why he went so deep into the inyan, not just chametz, but even to the matzah itself, because that's how far Haman had his hand into the lechem upon him. We know that the lechem upon him is divided in a way that six are taken by the Kohen Gadol and the remaining six go to, there's a machlokes about this, but let's say six go to the Kohen Gadol and the remaining six is divided amongst the other Kohanim. Now, in the Nes of Purim, one of the things that happened is that Ahasuerus dressed up in the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara says. The Medrash adds that even Vashti dressed up in the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Why is that significant for us? The reason why that is because Ahasuerus dressed up in the clothes of the Kohen Gadol, that's why Mordechai was allowed to wear the Kohen Gadol clothes. As it says, Mordechai Yasa B'Levash Malchus, Targum Sheni says, that Mordechai wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. And the same thing the Targum Sheni says about Batilbash Esther Malchus, that Esther wore the clothes of the Kohen Gadol. Why was she allowed to do that? Why was Mordechai allowed to do that? The Torah says that since Ahasuerus made the Pesach to wear it first, he wasn't a Kohen, but yet he was wearing it, so if you could do it, Mordechai could do it too. And Vashti wore it, so if you could do it, then Esther could do it too. But why do we need to know that Mordechai and Esther were Kohanim Gadolim, so to speak? Because they partake from the Lechem Haponim. And you could say that the downfall of Haman, Ubanav, and Bigsam, etc. was like in Achila from the Lechem Haponim. But the Ifan Lechem Haponim, you have to eat it in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, guess what? Since Yerushalayim and the Mikdash was in Golis, in Shushan, and in the house of Ahasuerus, which is why he took out the Kelim Shonim, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim was in Golis, in Shushan, in the house of Ahasuerus. So Mamela, since Haman's demise was in the house of Ahasuerus, which is like the Makam HaMikdash, so Mamela, the downfall of Haman Ubanov and Bigsan and Seresh is like Mordechai and Esther, who are Kohanim Gedolim, partaking of the Lechem Haponim. So Mordechai takes six, because he's a Kohen Gadol, and Esther takes six, because she's a Kohen Gadol, so to speak. So Mamela, between the two of them, you have all 12 of the Lechem Haponim. They all are able to fall down before Mordechai and Esther. Let's go back to the questions we said before. Tarach Lefanei Shulchan Zeh Haman. Well, now you understand Tarach Lefanei Shulchan Zeh Haman. Because the Shulchan is always called the Arachta Eser Koi. It's called the Shulchan Arach. Of course, corresponds to Shulchan Arach in the Seder night. But Tarach Lefanei Shulchan Zeh Haman is that Mordechai is mamish guf for the inyan of the Lechem Haponim. And that's what the Medrash says. Hamina Eitz, we explains, that's the Eitz of the Shulchan. Ariach al-Gabi, Ariach, Levena al-Gabi, Levena, we already explained, Vayavar Mordechai. Ad lo yada. Why Ad lo yada? So there's something very interesting. The Rizal says, I understand everything except the Lechem Haponim, I don't understand. That's what we say in Askinu Sudasa. Teach me, says the Arizal, the secret of the Lechem Haponim. What's interesting is that even the Rambam in Mor Nebuchim, he gives answers and reasons and explanations to every mitzvah except for Lechem Haponim. The Rambam writes, I don't understand the Lechem Haponim. It's mamish unknown. So in order to understand the Lechem Haponim, you have to come to a place of what's called Ad Lo Yada. When you get to the place of Ad Lo Yada, you can understand the secret of Lechem Haponim. But that's what the Rambam says. Davka b'shas ha-suda, you have to drink Ad Lo Yada. Those who just walk around drunk on Purim here and there and everywhere, that's not the inyan of the mitzvah shti on Purim. The mitzvah shti on Purim is b'shas ha-suda, you drink ad lo yada. Why b'shas ha-suda? Because that's lechem. And drinking ad lo yada through the yanim brings you to the shayrish of understanding that lechem. When you understand the lechem, which is the achiza of Haman, that's called baruch Haman. Because in that way, you understand the shayrish of Haman, which is the lechem upon it. But it has to be in the state of ad lo yada, because we don't understand the secret of the lechem upon it. So I mean, that's very good. Just to conclude with Derech Gematria, so the Ari writes that three times Havaya is Gematria Megillah. Three times Havaya is Gematria Megillah, that's 78. But three times Havaya is also Gematria Lechem. So it's a hint to the Megillah and the Inyan of Lechem. Now three times Havaya can also be the Miluyim of Havaya. I'm not going to get into explaining that, that will be in Yaakov's Kabbalah Hagdamah Shir. But there's four different permutations of the Ari, says the Ari, all of the Shem Havaya. That when you spell it out, it could be the Gematria 52, 45, 63, or 72. That's what the Ari always works with. So one of the primary ways that he works is what's called Absagma, 72, 63, and 45. So when you do Havaya three times Havaya Pasha, that's Gematria Lechem. Three times Havaya B'miluwa was Gematria Panim. So really, three times Havaya is the source of both Lechem and Panim. And that's the Gematria Megillah. Happens to be the three times Lechem and three times Elokim is Gematria Purim, but I'm not going to explain what the three times Elokim has to do with this. In conclusion, I'm not sure if we mentioned in the questions, but the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the main Kavana when it comes to the Brachas of Purim, both in the first and second Bracha, he has different ways of explaining it, is the Gematria 936. Tav Kuf Lamed Vav. The Arizal says that's 13 times Gematria 72, which is again the name of Hashem. Or it's 36 times 26, if I remember correctly. But it comes out that that's the Gematria, and the Ari says that this Gematria, 936, is Gematria Mordechai Esther. That's the main Kavana when it comes to the Racha. So what does that have to do with us? Because how much is 12 times Lechem? 12 times Lechem is Lechem Haponim, right? So 12 times Lechem is Gematria Mordechai Esther. So the gematria that the Arizal works with for his inyanim, which is very, very big inyanim, in terms of the Kabbalah Shabbai, that same misbar is also the gematria 12 times lechem, to show that at the root of the Nesa Purim is the inyan of the lechem apanim. So for that reason, that the lechem apanim is a very deep day. It's a day that we don't understand. But Purim is a day that things which we don't understand, they come into this world and we can understand them. That's what's called Baruch Hama, like we said before. Lechem apanim we don't understand, now you can understand it. And the reason why Purim is a yontif, which will be forever. Lo yosef mizaram, it's forever. Vizichram is forever Purim. All the Yom Tov will be batal except for Purim. Why is that? Because Purim is a day that it takes us into the unknown. If you follow Purim, you'll know everything that you need to know. Forever and ever, there's things that we're not going to know. And Hashem will be megalat us more and more things. Well, you can only have that if you go with Purim. If you follow behind Purim, then all the things which you don't understand, which are mysterious to you, they all become this galat within the Purim. And we should be zeichem et Hashem at the tikkun for the Eitz Hadas, which is the achid of Haman, to partake of the lechem apanim, to be zeichem to all mysterious things should become known to us. We should be zeichem to the bina beis hamikdash, and to see the lechem apanim with our own eyes.